Alrighty, so I don't know the exact date, but I will be on the, by the time you hear this podcast, we will be reviewing Hustle and Flow. I just watched this movie today for the first time. What a fucking surprise. And I'll be talking about it. So check my socials for that link when the episode comes out.
What up, though? This is your boy, BZ430. You are listening to Dead End Gaming, episode 100! Episode 100. Hey, it's been... I looked back and found out when was our first episode recorded when me and Ken was on here talking shit. It was back August 5th, 2018. That was the episode one of DEG, and we've been going ever since, man. And just want to appreciate all you guys has been rocking with us from the beginning. Rather, if y'all rock with us last week, from last week to all the way back in 2018, we appreciate every single one of our listeners, our viewers. Of course, I am not the only host today. Tonight, I have, of course, the usual 1/5, but we have another special guest. So I'm going to go down the line. Got me, Mug 11.
What is up? What is up? What is up?
Got Bloodbath. What's that? Bath Sensei? I'm sorry. He's Bath Sensei tonight. He's Bath Sensei tonight.
He switched it up on us, y'all. Same right. Man.
That's his newest personality.
Still right. Dangerous out here. You know what's up with me.
Right. Got a Granddad Willie.
Granddaughter. 1,000 hours. Cognac in the cup. That's what it is.
Cognac in the cup.
Be real.
Oh, that was great. That was the best. You gotta hashtag that shit. 1,000 drops of applesauce. Apple juice. That is so crazy,
y'all.
Man.
I hate y'all.
It is so crazy. with the crazy one-liner, that's the lovely Tyler.
Hey, what up, though? AKA the Hoodie Bandit, AKA A Boogie and Yo Hoodie. Wait, I skipped something. Look, sweet is fine. I'm a whole bunch of shit. We already started.
Nice.
Yeah, yo, that hoodie.
I like that coat.
Hey, Bloodbath, we didn't get the usual. I don't think we got the Kevin and bitch from you.
Because he's bad.
You gotta say it.
I was just like, all right.
Okay, 100 episode. You gotta say it, man. Come on.
Kevin is bitch.
Hey.
And of course, y'all seen her before. Y'all seen her plenty of times on DEG. She's pretty much like extended family here. So we had to bring her on for episode 100. Majestic Bunny!
What it do, baby boo?
Oh, man. So let's take a shot, y'all, before we get this thing going. Let's go ahead and put your glasses up. Look at that.
I'm taking
look
a
shot
to the head.
All right, cool. That's what's up.
Okay. So, like, as long as, but you can't take a swig. It has to be.
How you gonna tell me what I can't do though?
Ooh.
My style. All
right, so here's to 100 more, y'all. Hey.
Cheers, y'all.
This is the most look I've been drinking like 3 years, y'all.
Look at him. Woo! All right.
I'm good.
Okay. Good. All right.
Let's get it. I'm probably going to act crazy today, y'all.
Right.
Y'all probably going to unleash something today.
Not unleash.
Oh, Lord. Put it back.
So, you know, today's episode, normally we do our, you know, regular three parts where games we've been playing, topics, and questions and comments. But we're going to talk about the games we played, of course. We have one topic we want to discuss that I didn't even know about until today, which is crazy. And then we're gonna go take questions from you guys. Any questions y'all want to ask on this special 100 episode? And tell them what else Bloodbath that we're doing today.
We also doing a t-shirt giveaway today. All right, so you know what I'm saying, this is DEG 100. So if you're in the chat right now, please pay attention. I will announce later on as well for the people who wasn't here when we originally started our start time. But it's gonna be hashtag DEG 100. Just go on Twitter, tell us your favorite DEG moment. I'll choose a random. You know what I'm saying? Comment, and then that person will win a shirt. So I'll say it again. Like, just tweet at us follow us first. I'll make sure I'm gonna check if you don't follow us because like I can see that shit. Follow us, then tweet at us using hashtag DEG100, your favorite DEG moment. I'm gonna choose one of random people.
All right, babe. Yeah, we also gonna talk about
hashtag DEG100. Like put the letters and
the numbers.
Yep.
Don't like write out 100. That's just doing a whole lot of work.
Nah.
Hey, Meme Mugger, you want to post the video that we had in the chamber?
Sure, I will present that video.
With no building.
What?
No, I'm about to
roll that beautiful bean footage.
That's right.
Not to be confused with beans from the east. This video was made by Jonah Q in appreciation of Dead End Gaming for the 100 episodes. He asked me about this a few months ago when we first started talking about this coming around the corner. He contacted me personally and was like, yo, you got any pictures of the crew so that he could make this? And obviously you can't see it if you're listening on Spotify or iTunes. So make sure you check out our Twitch and we'll be posting on our social media too. So you can check it out there if you're lazy. But anyway, without further ado, Dead End Gaming.
Oh.
This shit's so dope.
It is.
So awesome.
I fuck with that.
Yeah, baby. That was it. Shout out to...
That needs to be like an intro video.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like an intro video now.
Yes, play it right before the stream starts.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope as hell right there.
As long as I can get it to consistently play, I'm down with it.
I think you can. You can pull that out there.
Jonah, you did a great job. Yeah, we appreciate you. You put a lot of work into it.
Yes, you did.
Good job, Jonah.
And I know it's been a long time coming, so we appreciate that a lot.
All right. So with that being said, let's knock this out real quick with games we've been playing. I'm going to start it off. I've been playing 2K. Look, 2K. I've been playing with the homies, Granddad and Kevin. Shout out to your cousin, too, Dab. iDab, I think that's his PlayStation name. We've been playing in the rec league, the park. And man, that shit's been fucking hilarious. We are going to stream next time we play 2K because I'm telling you,
I am
a rebounding machine. Okay, I am out here. Look, Granddad and Bloodbath would tell you, I am. I don't fuck around when it comes to this basketball shit. Okay,
is when he start talking all his shit and be yelling in my ear,
right?
All here, get off me,
because I get rebounds all day and putbacks. And I set hard-ass screens for Granddad because he's the point guard. Yes, Granddad Woody's the point guard. And then Kevin Bloodbath, he's a shooting guard extraordinaire. And we be out here running, man. So get off me. They know. Granddad and Bloodbath know. And also I played some Cuphead. I played today while Granddad was streaming his brackets, black TVs and black movies. And I beat two bosses. I beat the boss that was on the boat or whatever.
The black beard looking motherfucker.
Yeah, I beat him, and then I beat the one with the cat. It's like he go inside this cat, and the cat be sending these ghosts out, and he be whatever. Like I don't know what the name of the boss is, but the final form is a cat. He's like a big machine cat. So I beat those two bosses. I tried to beat the bumblebee one, and I was having a hard time, and it was getting close to 7 o'clock, so I was just like, fuck it. But and I finished up Manhunt on Division 2. I streamed that one this past Saturday. Me and Bill was playing that. And then that's it. Yeah. Division 2, Cuphead, and 2K is what I've been playing. So, yep. What about you, Granddad?
So, I played for Fighting Game Friday. We had a three-peat, actually. Oh. It was pretty dope. We played some Dragon Ball Fighters. Played against Cool Chris. Had some dope matches. And then I did some Nidhogg. And that was actually pretty dope, too. So, played some of that.
What is it?
Nidhogg. It's like this weird, like pixely, like 2D, like fighting game where you gotta like fight an opponent, but you also have to run to the end of the stage, and it's like different, like stage.
Oh yeah.
I talked about it before. Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. It was on PlayStation Now, and I had it downloaded for a while, but I've only played it like one time, and then I got kind of went away from it, but I went back to it, and it's a lot of fun. It gets pretty intense, so I played that. Some Dead or Alive 6, that was fun. Of course, 2K with BZ and Bloodbath. Or Bath Sensei. And also played some Smash, some more Paper Mario, Origami King. Liking it a lot more. And I played Control. I finished the Foundation DLC. because I'm going to end up playing the new DLC that just dropped. I'm going to play that Thursday. So that's pretty much it.
What about you, me, Mugga?
All right. So I went back to Final Fantasy from 97. So Final Fantasy VII. I realized how, like, quick, like, the remake is. Mm-hmm. Like, you can mm-hmm. beat the story, like, the quote-unquote story of the remake in, like, 4 hours. But that's just dope. I'm at the boat now, or I just got off the boat. If you remember Final Fantasy VII, that's where I am. Played Apex Legends, where I did not get the most damage of my entire life, but I supported my best friend Rigo in doing that. He got 4,200 damage and 15 fucking kills. He did an amazing job. Wow. Shout out to him.
Wow. Big time.
Yeah, man. Our third was a random. Y'all know I don't fuck with randoms. Our random had 109 damage, 0 kills.
Okay.
But how many rebounds? Much. He might have helped me a long way.
He didn't do that. Okay. I picked up his beacon, but I forgot to like revive him because he was that inessential.
So,
wow. Shout out to you as well.
Wow. But sometimes randoms can be your friends.
Speak for yourself. I'm joking.
Look, Majestic, you might need to just box with him right quick, bro.
Like, for real.
He's being mad disrespectful right now.
He's been coming for everything.
He is a habitual line stepper. Look, and like, you gotta let me know that's not okay.
She knows she the homie. She knows how I speak by now, man. I've been playing Halo 5 with Scott Zenteno and their friends, and it's been a great-ass time, man. I'm really still the man in Halo, and that's an amazing thing. I'm very happy about it. Been streaming Forza Horizon as usual, listening to dope tracks. I finished Bayonetta 2. Game is amazing. I played Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite yesterday to honor Black Panther, and I whooped ass with Black Panther. It was a great time. Played some Dead or Alive 6. Played some Battletoads via Parsec online with Koi Kid and J-Note, so we did some three-player joint because it has no online multiplayer. Great job, Microsoft. Played Streets of Rage 4 with J-Note, Koi Kid. Shout out to them again. Played some Soul Calibur 6. Played some Classic Killer Instinct for the arcade. Idol is a bitch. Old School Saturday was SNK versus Capcom SVC Chaos. That game was also a bitch, but it was fun.
Yeah, man, they said you was getting your ass whooped in that game.
A little bit. He was.
You know,
it was a hack. You know what I mean? It was a bootleg.
Granddad told me that you was getting your ass whooped.
So, you know, go Nets.
That's what I heard.
You know, I was fighting the last airbender and shit. You saw it.
He was fighting a nigga who worked at Olive Garden and getting his ass whooped.
I came in and he sounded pretty frustrated. Someone said that the game was kicking his ass.
I got to make the shows interesting, you know, without conflict. Without a struggle, you know, people get bored. So
okay,
you know, you gotta keep it spicy.
That nigga kicking in, boy. It's kicking in.
Nah.
What you been playing, Bloodbath?
Well, I was out of town last week, so I didn't really play too much. So when I got back in town, I finished those the other week. So shit. I just been playing 2K, and I played a little bit of Apex. And then the other day, I started Ghost of Tsushima.
Hey.
All right. How far you played into it? Like, you just, like...
I literally just started it. Like,
oh, okay.
All I did was I finished the opening mission, and I did, like, one mission after that. Like, I'm at the beginning. Like, yeah, I ain't did shit yet for it. So.
I got you. All right.
That's it. Thanks for the host, Majestic.
Tell them about your... Tell them about your 2K experience, man. You know what I'm saying? How your 2K experience went, you know?
2K been good, you know what I'm saying? I'm very happy that you and Wooly are always down the ball. I do appreciate that about y'all. Y'all always ready to hit the park. Y'all come with good energy. I think it's great team chemistry. We got great communication.
We do.
I just need us to start winning more. That's all I ask.
Well, the last time we played with your cousin, we was winning games until your internet
was being a whole hoe. I ain't gonna hold you. But I got my Ethernet cord. I'm hardwired. I ran that shit today. That shit runs all the way up to my room. Ain't no more issues. But we're a decent team. We're a decent team. But once we start running 5-on-5 seriously, it's gonna be hectic out here because people ain't ready. Because B set crazy screens And he got, like B told you, he get all the rebounds. He really did.
Get them boards.
He get them boards.
I get them boards all the time. Uh-oh. Look at
Wild Ken appears. A Wild Ken appears.
Look.
Wild Ken appears.
I fixed my shit.
Look at him.
He fucked up the whole format.
Oh, hold up, bro. He's still on mute right now. He can't hear you yet. We can't hear him yet.
Is this thing on?
Oh yeah. It's on.
There we go.
Hey,
it's on.
What up?
What up? What's good? Yeah. What's up?
Yeah.
We were just talking about the games you've been playing, man. You been playing anything besides Madden?
Shit, you already know what I've been playing.
Yeah.
Just Madden and some Fall Guys. But it's been all Madden, man. Occasional 2K here or there.
You gotta hop in the park with us. You gotta hop in the park with us.
Then he ain't ready for the park yet. Hey,
nah, I've been in the park once, but that shit is crazy. I ain't fucking with them on there like that. they ridiculous. Nah, they kind of crazy.
Ken, I told him the date that we first started was August 5th, 2018. That was episode 1.
Wow. And was that the first episode on Is the Mic Still On, or was that the first episode on It's On Feed?
That's on Feed. That was our first episode on the Dead End Gaming Feed. It was August 5th. Yeah.
No, it was really before then.
Because we did on Is the Mic Still On Feed first, right?
Mm-hmm. And then about six episodes out from that, we branched it out into its own thing.
Yeah. So probably before that then. So damn, if I'm going by the Dead End Gaming Feed, it was probably July.
It was July. I know, because y'all covered E3. Y'all talking about E3, and E3 is in July.
That's true.
Oh, okay. Damn, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Like 2018, man. That's when the world was safe.
I know, right?
You know, that was when safe-ish.
A whole different time.
I promise y'all, when I was looking at the videos from like past episodes and stuff like that, it was just like, wow, we used to be in the same room. It was crazy. It was like surreal to look at.
Yeah, man. That shit.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. But it's all about survival, man.
It is. I say it is, man. You're right. It's all about survival at this point, man. But yeah, I know you're getting ready setting up for Dead End Sports and everything. I just wanted you to come in and fuck with the people and shit, because they happy to see you in the chat. They was up here laughing seeing you pop up in here. Just real quick before you get out of here, is there any favorite Dead End Gaming moments that you can remember or think of, top three moments? Because, you know, you listen to the episodes a lot when you edit them.
I do.
And you always text me like, yo, what the fuck? Like, you always laugh at certain shit that you talk to me about when you edit it. So
I'll just say overall, I love when Tyler's on her shit. And that's in a couple of different ways. So when she's talking that shit, but mostly when she clowning the fuck out of y'all. That shit, I legit be laughing out loud when I'm editing and shit. So when she in like her zone, man, I already know it's gonna be a good show. So I can't think of any specific moments right now, but there are plenty. But yeah, I think I have to do a better job of kind of like clipping those moments out. So, you know, there could be like a best of to put out every once in a while. But I also encourage people that's listening to submit those to us as well. And that, you know, we can put it out like that, like, you know, listener, fan favorite moments and shit. So I think that'll also be cool to identify the moments that resonate the most with the people that actually consume the show. So, but yeah. But nah, man, I think the best moment, though, if I had to give you one off the top of my head, is the PowerPoint. Like, PowerPoint. that's Dead End Gaming history right there. Like, yeah, that goes down in history, man. That's probably one of the top five moments that I can think of.
That's right, crazy. Now. Yeah, that was the Street Fighter Mortal Kombat argument, right?
Yes,
yeah. Damn, that's crazy. Yeah. That's classic joints.
Yeah, it's unfortunate the pandemic hit, man, because, you know, I know before, you know, in January, February, we were talking about, like, getting together and just, you know, think about, like, what's next in terms of what can be done. There were a lot of great moments that happened in the first 2 years, you know, going to the – doing a live show, throwing the tournament, stuff yeah. like that. Those are huge. And becoming part of a gaming community in a way that isn't really known to be able to represent the African-American community, those voices that are often suppressed mm-hmm. in this space, even though they're present. And that was one of the things you and I heard when we started out, B,
yep.
is that people were happy to hear, you know, us talk about gaming and to hear, like, the language that we use, little colloquialisms and shit like that. Like, they ate that shit up because they could identify with it more so than, you know, those of European descent. And that meant that there was something that, you know, we kind of stumbled upon because it was a representation. And to see, you know, it go from just an idea to Tyler being featured in a news article, in a newspaper, you know, discussing those things, because that was the angle and the approach that you know, we took, showed that we were heading in the right direction. And considering where the world is right now, is those voices are needed. And, you know, to continue to push for those sort of things. White people can't do that in the way that we can because they don't see it that way, because it's not their life. So yeah, man, I think you guys are doing a great job. I think there's, you know, a bright future given the opportunities to commit to those, coming out of a pandemic shit, to really carve out a larger space here and be impactful, man. So, yeah, I'm just proud of everything you guys are doing, man. Like, it's not easy, you know.
Yeah, we already know how dead in hip hop. We know it's not easy. We know it's not easy. But all right, yeah, I'll let you go ahead and get to Dead in Sports. For people that's listening, you know, if you follow Dead in Sports on YouTube, we'll be going live tonight talking about NBA playoffs. They're probably gonna get started before me, but I'm gonna hop in there. Just make sure y'all join in and subscribe. Fuck with us in the chat and all that other great stuff, man. So go ahead and get set up, Ken, man. I'll holler at you in a few.
Yep. Later.
All right. Hi, Ken.
All right, Ken.
Hi. Appreciate Thanks. You.
So Tyler, what games you been playing?
The usual. Apex. I've been playing a little bit more Apex over the past week than I have been for the past couple of weeks because I've been so busy. So I had like a little bit of time this week, so I put in a little bit more time with Apex and finally made it back to Ghost of Tsushima for like not as long as I wanted to, but I got a chance to play that. Like reacclimate myself to the controls, and we'll hopefully get some more time to play that this weekend. And then other than that, the same Fall Guys, Animal Crossing. I barely play Animal Crossing at this point, other than just to jump on once a day and like go check my stores and do my little go around the island, check shit, you know. But yeah, that's it.
What about you, Majestic?
I didn't really play a lot of games this last week. Not this weekend that passed, but the weekend before that, I beat Life is Strange 1, which was...
Talk about it. Talk about it.
Is that game that didn't have dragons in it?
No. So I cried. I cried twice. And I'm really mad because nobody, I think out of respect, nobody clipped me crying, but then I went to go clip it myself, and because of the song that was playing in the game, Twitch cut out my audio. But we did like Saturday, I did like a 10-hour stream, like just trying to like get through as much of the game as I could. And Sunday I did the last like 4 or 5 hours. Yo, I already knew the ending and everything, and I still just like started crying. Because it's a really sad ending. It's a really sad realization. I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't played it, but yeah, I cried, and in the middle of me crying, someone raided me. Then I went back to like look at the clip to like just watch the part where like I started crying and I started crying again. But it was, it's a really good game. It's one of those like kind of choice based games. Mm-hmm. So I felt like I experienced all types of emotions because I definitely made a choice that I didn't like. And I was really angry about it because it resulted in a bunch of stuff. But sometimes you can, this one, you can time travel. So you do get that opportunity to like go back in time and change your choices if you choose to. And then at the end, it'll give you like stats of like based off of the world and your friends that have played this game, like how did you match up with your choices with other people? So I always thought that was kind of interesting, but it was really good. The end is really sad, a lot sadder than you expect. And I don't even really be crying like that, but yeah, that really hurt. After that, I don't think I really got a chance to stream, but I played a tiny bit of Apex because I want to play Apex more and I want to get better at it. So I played a little bit of Apex and some Fall Guys. But other than that, I haven't really. No, Life is Strange took everything out of me.
Does you play does, Apex on PlayStation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does Fall Guys piss you off?
Oh. Does it? So far, it hasn't made me angry. I just have fun. If I die, I die. I don't get far enough into the level to like win, so I think that's why it doesn't make me angry.
That shit was. I think the first when I was playing with Tyler and Bloodbath and Granddad, like the first 10 to 15 minutes playing that game was pissing me the fuck off. I was getting so mad. Like, oh my god! Like he's taking slow getting up. Why he always falling down? You know, it's just like, yeah, that game was pissing me. It was pissing me.
The only part that ever annoys me is the part with the scales. Because
people are
stupid. Because people are so stupid. And they like, just everyone goes to one side and then you can't even like jump on it. You can't even move on it. I'm like, just level yourselves out and then we can all go. Like, this isn't even like a good strategy. Like, you're all just being really stupid. You don't understand how seesaws work.
Like, I fucking hate seesaw. And that's the thing that I think is like really dope about the, because like when you look at it, it's all colorful and it looks like some kid shit, but I be cussing at that more than I cuss at
it. Man.
That's literally the only one, because I'll see that it's not level. I can't jump. So I run to the other side, level it out, or like bring it higher so that I can jump, and then you'll have like the first seesaw, like everyone just jumps on one side and then it's all the way like this and no one can do anything, and I'm just looking at it like y'all just being a bunch of idiots at this point. Like, just
man,
level it out.
What y'all be doing? Honestly, I don't be having these problems on seesaw. Bruh. I don't know what y'all be going through.
And he be showing off too. I know. Here he comes, Tyler. Here he comes.
He's like, I don't have these problems. Other people have these problems, and then I'm standing there because I'm like, I'm not jumping on this because this is, I'm just gonna fall off and start all over. So I'm just sitting there like, any day now, y'all can figure out how a seesaw works.
Yeah, Kevin, yeah, you don't make it work.
Name to Bab Seesaw since you're like,
right? Because he make me even more pissed off when he'd be like, well, I'm already across, y'all. I don't know what's taking. Shut up. Okay, this thing is seesawing up. And I keep falling off, okay? It's like, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing, Bloodbath. Just don't even say nothing.
Honestly, I'm not that good because I ain't never won. I just think I'm consistent. But the game does not respect consistency. The game's
no,
the winner, you don't. So I'm not as good as I feel like I am in my head because I have no wins. So
I will say I finally learned how to do the one with the doors that go up and down. That last one where you have to slide down, yeah. I could, like, for the longest, I could not get the timing right. I would just go, or I'd, like, try to change doors. Now I got it. I just stand there, and I wait. Like, y'all want to fall, whatever. Once I see the door start going up, that's when I slide, because by the time I get there, it's going to be going down.
Yeah.
But the first couple of times, my timing was 100% off, and I was frustrated.
I feel like September is a month. I'm going to get me a win in Fall Guys and then just delete the game after that. I don't care that much.
Well, I thought I was about to get a win like this past week, right? So I was playing. It got down to, I think that the last round before the final round, we were doing I don't remember if it was block party, but it was like it was crazy because we ended up only having four people in the final round. I'm like, y'all, when I saw that shit, I'm like, y'all, this is it. This is going to be my time. I'm finally going to get this crown. And then it was the fucking tail tag. And like,
the last one?
Yeah. Like, not the team version, but like the one where one person has a tail and whoever has a tail at the end wins with four people. So it's like spread out. We all chasing after this one person. Tail only switch hands once. I was so mad. I really thought that was about to be my win, y'all. But
y'all was playing with me when I thought I was about to win. It was also on tail tag. And I thought I had that shit in the bag. It was just
us. Oh, I remember. I remember that.
I thought I had it, but then that nigga ran faster than me. And I didn't know you could do that. I thought everybody ran the same speed.
It was like 1 second left.
The cease of speed boost. So
he did, like, he jumped on that spinny thing and like he had that shit down. Like, he must fucking practice a lot.
His view was just better. I couldn't hate on him.
You don't know if it was a man or a woman. Just spun right off of that shit onto you. It was pretty, you know.
That shit.
It is what it is. I thought I had it, but he showed me, nah, nigga, you don't. I was like, damn, okay.
You don't. I've never seen, this is how you know I don't make it to the end. I think that's why I don't get super frustrated outside of the scale. But I didn't know, I've only seen for the end, like the race and then the one where you're like jumping on the little, like
the hexagons
that disappeared. Didn't know you could do the tail tag for the end.
Yeah, you could do a couple forms. You could do the tail tag, the hexagon, the race, or the
like
jump
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't won yet, but I've been to the finals. I get to the finals most games I play, honestly. I just don't win. Like, the finals is where the bullshit really happened. They watched me almost win multiple times.
Yeah, yeah.
This is how you know, not only do I not make it to the end, but the people that I'm playing with are not making it either.
There you go. Hey, yo, Tyler. So, where on the street is, you're going to join an Umbra organization.
Oh my God.
That's word on the street. I mean, that's what I'm hearing. That's what your peeps in Detroit told me. And I was like, this shit got to stop. I'm like, yo, this shit got to stop, okay? This shit got to stop.
The way that they portrayed Umber, I'm already in that bitch. And that's the fucking problem, because they're portraying it like Black Lives Matter is this secret political organization that's trying to, like, you know, masquerade under this idea of wanting equal rights, but they're actually trying to cause chaos. It was the most right wing ass propaganda. It's like, what the fuck? Every single time you think Ubisoft can't like surpass their fuck shit, they jump on the little spinny thing of fuck shit, like the dude took the tail. They jump on the little like spinny thing of fuck shit and go even
and
faster.
They get propelled into some new shit.
Man, because I didn't even know about it until when you mentioned it earlier today, Tyler. Like, did you hear about that fuck shit that Ubisoft? I was like, what? What the hell? No.
Nah, I saw it. I was here.
Man, I did not know about that shit. I was like, whoa. And I watched the trailer. I'm pretty sure y'all peeped the trailer too. But when I watched the trailer, you right, Tyler. I said, that is the most right wing shit I've ever seen in a video
obvious.
Game.
Like, it's obvious.
Yes. Blatant. It's so blatant. Right. When I watched that trailer, I was like, oh, my God, like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, yeah.
To the point that that's day, especially when you consider that you got motherfuckers like Kyle Rittenhouse or whatever the fuck his name is going out and shooting protesters. And there have been, like, other instances of armed people showing up at protests. Like, you can't have a fucking game out there like that, fucking giving wet dreams to all these motherfuckers that want to go shoot Black Lives Matter protesters. Like, what the fuck?
Right. Yeah, that shit crazy, man. I was like, hey, and you already knew about it, Eric?
Yeah. I was aware of it. It's. I don't even like. I wasn't even mad when I saw it, yo. It was just hilarious at the.
It was funny to me.
The incompetence of Ubisoft. Like, yo, can y'all like y'all acting like? Sorry, Tyler, but y'all acting like 2019 Bethesda right now, bro. Like, get your shit together, man.
Whoa, Tyler,
that wasn't Eric. That was a liquor. That was a liquor. That wasn't Eric.
But that's over there. Like, we ain't even do nothing. How I get in it? Like, look, that NeNe clip.
All I'm saying is Bethesda was on a roll. And now, like, Ubisoft is like, yo, let me go for that Guinness World Record of annoying the most fucking people ever. So yeah, the shit is hilarious to me. I ain't even fucking mad, bro.
You
what you think?
Well, I feel like it's dangerous. Like I said, I mean, I on one hand, it's so absurd that I can see why you would laugh at it. Like, but like I said, I just feel like with the current climate and the fact that there are people literally out there shooting protesters. Mm-hmm. And just the way that Black Lives Matter is framed, especially in that part of society, I feel like that's dangerous.
It is, man. This shit is, man. I can't really put this shit like this.
All the time, and like it was just it was dumb altogether. Because I remember when Tyler tweeted about it. Because I follow Kotaku on Twitter, so I saw the article it posted a little bit. But when Tyler retweeted it, that's when I went in and read the actual article. I'm like, hold up. Y'all really this dumb? And I remember
the answer is no, they're not.
No,
that's
they
feel like now.
They knew what they was doing when they did it. It's just the fact that people called them out for the shit.
It's hard to be that incompetent.
But they knew what the fuck was going on. I mean, they knew what their idea. So it's just a case of Ubisoft's like they thought they was gonna get away with some bullshit. People called them out on it, and then they had to go back and say, "Oh no, we didn't know," or blah blah. Oh, you know the bullshit. It's
what the fuck you
can't doing. Not yeah. know. You
they
can't
knew.
Not
they
know.
Knew. They knew. So that's why I'm like Eric. I'm not even mad. It's like y'all are just trying to be slick, and y'all got caught. So I'm glad y'all got caught for being some dumbasses trying to think that we stupid or like people ain't gonna see what you're doing. So, goddamn.
Where's Ubisoft based again? I'm googling that right now.
France. This one came out of France.
Because I think they have different.
Divisions kind of, and offices.
Yeah, but this one came out of France.
Right. But he still has to be in charge of
overseeing
this type of stuff. Like, out of all the people that it takes to get this stuff approved and made, nobody thought about
right.
it.
Right.
Nobody right. saw
it. There
anything.
Were people that were, like, artists on it, and they were saying that at the point when they were doing the animation, or I think it was either, like, an animator, like a voice actor was talking about how it was portrayed that Umber was going to be just kind of this organization or kind of James Bond-esque, but none of them knew. Like, the people that were tweeting about it didn't know that it was going to have that angle to it. And they were like, yo, what the fuck? So I don't know at what point in the whole timeline they decided to go with that, or if they hid it from people at the beginning because they knew people were going to be like, what the fuck? I don't know. I don't put anything past them. And you got to remember that when we were talking about that kind of like inquest or whatever that was done where they were interviewing different former employees and current employees, there was somebody that even mentioned some racist shit that happened at the France division of Ubisoft, with like somebody calling somebody a monkey or something that was in a meeting. So fuck them niggas.
Yeah. In conclusion. Fuck them and Tory Lanez.
Fuck them and
Tory Lanez.
Yo, speaking of monkeys, y'all saw that new monkey skin in Fall Guys? I refuse to wear it.
It's a monkey skin?
It's a monkey skin. I saw your tweet. I saw you retweeted it, Kevin. I refuse.
Like, I don't think that they meant any malice by it, because, like, the characters don't have any race or anything. They're not real people. But as a Black person, I refuse to wear it.
Mine still looks like a frosted donut. Mine has no clothes.
Oh, mine got
frosted donut.
My character swag.
It looks like a sprinkled donut.
I want a donut now. That was a Krispy Kreme. It was so good. I had a donut in like, but now I really want another one. My bad.
Good. I had Krispy Kreme the other day. It was hitting too.
Krispy Kreme. Look, Krispy Kreme fucked with the hood.
I'm telling you right now.
Thanks.
I don't remember the last time I had a donut. Now I
if it ain't hot, if it ain't no hot light, it ain't right. I'm just saying.
Amen.
Right.
Look, I feel like it should be illegal to drive by when the hot light is on. You got to buy it.
No, they need to keep that motherfucker on all day.
I feel like the hot light don't go off in Atlanta.
It'd be off.
Really? That's what I'd be noticing. I'm like, yo, this bitch always on. Okay.
My dad has a whole ass. You turned the car for the hot light. The hot light is that important.
Yo, no matter what you're doing or where you're going, that hot light on you stop.
Gotta get some. At least one glazed donut when a hot light on. At least one. You ain't gotta get no whole, you ain't gotta get no half dozen. At least one. Just to show respect. It should be illegal.
I think it's been like a year since I've actually gotten donuts, because the last time they had a sale on donuts and someone really had to stop me from getting a whole dozen. They're like, you don't need
about to have me out here hungry.
I was like, but like, there's so many flavors. Like, I want all the.
You ain't need a dozen, bro.
Look, I needed a dozen.
Nah, sometimes you need a dozen, but some I just copped a 3-pack. Sometimes a half dozen if I'm a share, but sometimes it's just a 3-pack. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, I think it was one of those times where it was like they were having like buy one, get one free or whatever. And that's when you want to try all the flavors. So I wanted a dozen. Right. I didn't get a dozen. Someone didn't let me get a dozen.
You could just get the donut holes. Donut holes. Good too.
Donut
holes with a hot light. Imagine donut holes with hot light. Come on,
got it.
Donut holes are weird to me. Like, just what? I just feel like they shouldn't exist.
Seriously though, that's a good point. I always thought that. Yo, I'm glad you said that. It's like a hole is nothing.
Nah, nigga.
First of all, it's a cup of donut bites. What are they supposed to do with that dough? What are you supposed to do with it? They figured out how to capitalize on every single piece of a donut. Why are you just saying,
don't call them a hole. Tyler got it right. Call them a bite.
It's a donut. It's a bite.
It's not a hole.
Oh, my God.
It's a hole
of the donut. It's a hole of the donut.
I can't eat this. This is not edible. Shout out to Tyler, yo.
Oh my god, dude.
Somebody took some dough,
they hole punched it, and then they decided, hey, we don't have to throw this away. We can fry this up and make a whole little.
It's not what God intended.
How is it not natural, but donuts have holes in them?
Exactly. The holes come from somewhere.
You don't eat the hole, you eat the donut.
So you want them to throw away all that dough?
No.
Not at all.
There are people starving, and you just want to throw away?
No, not at all. Just give them a different name.
Or make them, put them together and make them into a different shape or into a whole new donut. But don't just
donut holes coming.
Make a PowerPoint on that shit.
I love the donut.
Look, sometimes I prefer donut holes. Sometimes you don't want a whole donut, but you want a whole box of donut holes.
But you want a donut hole. I see. You flipped it.
Right, because look, you can like take off, leave a box there, come back. With the donuts, you got to commit to the whole donut.
You can't eat half a donut. You got to eat the whole donut.
Right? Donut holes is cheaper than buying a gang of donuts. So just buy you a couple of donut holes and you solid.
I'm just mad about the name. I will eat a donut hole, but the name donut hole is...
I
see moronic, that's all.
Man,
no, it's not, because it's the whole punch of the donut.
We ain't going to be able to get through to them.
Call it
we
that.
We ain't going to be able to get through them.
It call came it that. From the donut.
The hole.
Listen, man. Never mind. I ain't even gonna say what I'm thinking.
No, go ahead.
Look,
speak your piece.
You put the donut hole in the donut, you have a whole piece of dough.
I might eat a hole, but it ain't made a donut. That's all I gotta say.
Go away.
All right. Get out. Check, please.
Get out.
Oh my god.
Send it to the corner, please. Don't even laugh at him. Don't laugh at him, because all you're doing is encouraging him by laughing.
How do we get
to donuts? Dude, this is hilarious. This shit is fucking hilarious. This is a moment. Shit. This is definitely a moment right now.
That's it, though.
That's why I don't fuck with you, bro.
I'm okay with that.
You can't
eat nothing, so that's fine.
You can't. You gotta take shit to a whole another level, bro. But we ain't even
I said I wasn't gonna say it, and then I was encouraged to say it.
He's in a whole other book. We're all in one book.
We just gonna keep saying whole all of.
I know, right? I was thinking that too.
No, don't get it twisted. I knew he was gonna take it there, but I said no, God, he ain't gonna do that. I said, blame Jesus, he ain't gonna do that.
I wasn't.
I'm about to say, speak your piece, man. Go ahead and speak your piece.
That's it,
man.
Please don't encourage him to speak his piece. I don't need to know about his piece. I don't want to know.
Look how he look at the camera, though. Go ahead, Eric. All right, so y'all.
Oh, how about this weather we've been having, right?
I know, right? Like, damn.
I don't know. Sunshine. I've been inside the whole time.
Get out!
No.
Get out!
So y'all want to get on y'all favorite dead end gaming moments? Oh, go to questions.
Y'all go first.
You want to do questions or y'all want to do our favorite dead
end? Let's do the
moments. Okay.
I just don't have one yet.
So how are we going to do this? Are we going to like share our individual screens? Are we going to put them in the chat or what are we going to do?
Well,
are we showing? Okay, we showing clips.
Oh, I thought we were just talking.
About I thought we were just talking.
We're just telling them.
Yeah.
Tyler said she got clips. She said, "Run the clips."
She got another PowerPoint.
She got a whole PowerPoint.
I just pulled some clips like from Twitter and like YouTube and stuff, but I can just talk about them.
If you want to, put them in the chat, I can play them on screen.
She looking like, I fix that right away. She was great.
Oh, that's what she said.
I mean, yeah, mine's is. I remember mine's.
What's yours, B?
Okay, I go. I'm just gonna name. I ain't gonna do name all three of them right away. I'm just gonna do one. Someone else do one.
Yeah, I'm with it.
So one of my favorite moments was when, and I can't remember exactly what y'all was arguing about, but Granddad slammed his water bottle on. That's when we was recording the video.
I have a clip of that. Like, I have it queued because I was going to mention that one. I have it queued up.
Oh, okay. Well, I got another one.
One of my favorite moments. I'm trying to
play it on screen if we
want
to.
Play that joint.
Or I can, like, send, I can put it in the chat and give you the time.
Play that beautiful bottle.
Okay. Okay, yeah, go ahead and throw it in the chat. I'll grab it.
Okay, so I'm putting it in the chat now, and then
to give y'all context,
like the 107 mark, the hour and 7 minutes mark.
Is it the whole thing? Is it the whole thing?
Or yeah, this the whole episode. So it's at the hour and 7 minute mark is about where it starts.
Gotcha.
Dude, and you threw your damn shit so hard.
Yo, it was me. It was me and Ken arguing. It was Ken was up here not understanding.
Okay,
you know, I knew what it was. I'll let y'all talk about it. Yeah.
Give us some context, Willie.
Basically, we were talking about, I think we were talking about the episode, we were talking about people crying in video games. And I was like, look, I've never cried, but I mean, I can understand people crying. And then I gave examples and stuff like that of like people who probably would cry over certain things. And Ken was like, he was like solid as a rock. He's like, no, you should never cry. Never cry. Never cry. Never. And then I was like, but Ken, you got to understand this. And we were just going back and forth. And it just wasn't getting. It was like trying to punch a brick wall and try to break through.
Right.
What happened? So I was like, "Fuck it, I ain't gonna get through." I got frustrated.
It's like talking to a real father.
Right. I'm like, no, like just understand the fact that just because it ain't you, don't mean people don't. They do it. People do it.
I feel that, man. I was on your side. Let's play the clip. Oh my God! Hold up! It disappeared.
It
was there.
Do I need to bring the T-1000 out?
That bitch be running, yo. What the fuck? My computer drunk too.
He put a little jack on the keyboard.
Hold on, let him pull it back.
I mean, why you waiting on that? I could talk about one of mine's if you want.
Go ahead.
Okay.
All right. One of mine's obviously has to be hands down Eric in the motherfucking cereal.
Of course.
I completely forgot about that.
Of course.
Wow. Put his finger in the cereal?
Man, we were drinking that day.
Cereal? I never forgot that shit. I said, what the fuck you mean you put your fingers in your cereal? Eric, you know, when you put your finger there and you let the milk go up to that certain point, you do what, sir?
I don't recall like where it came from, but basically I was telling him how if you want the perfect cereal to milk ratio, you should pour your cereal in first. Shout out to Sophie, not the milk. And then when you pour the milk, you put your hand over the cereal. And then when you feel the milk touch your finger, you can let go of your hand. That's enough milk.
No.
That's enough. No. You're wrong.
I think you just pour the milk in there and you just.
Right. It's not even.
No.
Why is your finger the measure?
It's not
exactly.
Look, Eric, there's a rim on every bowl. Every bowl has a rim. Just don't go over the rim and you straight.
See, you know? Man, y'all sound like normally I would say crabs in a bucket, but y'all sound like cereal in a bowl right now. Anyway, I got the video up.
I'm surprised.
Trying to hold me down. Anyway, we got the clip of Willie throwing the water bottle. Let's get it.
Appreciate that subscribe, Slicit. Oh my God.
First of all, you should be because Blee's black. So, you know, black Blee right there. Actually, that should have been your end. Right. But, and he's there from the jump. And you get invested in that because now black Blee, you play that game, you're going to get invested in that because you play this strong, lead role, taking care of the two kids, and he's going through all these things that are tough decisions. And when it comes to the end of the game, where you know he ain't going to make it,
Granddad looks frustrated.
He looks so mad.
Right? He wasn't getting it, y'all.
Start laughing.
Can't laugh in his face.
He about to start sliding out his chair in a second.
Oh, you can tell he's mad. You see how he's holding that water bottle? Yeah, look at him. I don't even need to know what he's saying.
Look at dude. Oh my God, man. Dude, that is like that is definitely
yeah, man.
That is passion right there.
Yo, now I get. We was talking about Walking Dead season one. I was giving an example,
like,
right? And I was like, at the end of that, I'm not even saying crying. At the end of that, playing that game, you're gonna feel something. And Kim was like, nah, I wouldn't feel anything. I'm like, bro, you don't understand. And he never played the game. I'm like, so that's what was frustrating me. I was like, bro, you don't even know. You ain't even experienced it.
You don't even know what you're supposed to feel.
You're right. You're right.
Good times.
What about you, Tyler?
I put some in the chat.
I guess that was all our favorites. The granddad throwing the water bottle.
That was one of mine too, so we can count that.
Okay. Then I reference this all the time. The fucking video game waifus and husbandos. Oh, that was one of my favorite. That's like probably my favorite video ever. And I posted in the chat just one of the specific clips that we pulled from it. But that shit was fucking hilarious. And especially because we didn't plan that. Like, we came up with that like 2 minutes before we started rolling.
That's true.
It was like super like just making shit up. We were all super tired. We were like all exhausted and drinking and laughing, and it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, that shit was wild, man. That was a wild ass damn episode. One of my personal favorites, and I guess this was so like, I did not expect this to happen in the episode, but me and Muggo, old sneaky ass, we was talking about, like, I was talking about a particular game or something. And then, like,
I know it.
Yeah, and then like soon I started talking about like the gore. Me and Muggo like changed my voice to like sound like this damn demon. Like, because, you know, of course, that's always been the thing about me. It's like I've always liked, you know, horrible, gory games and shit. So every time I bring that shit up, like, the screen turned red and, like, my voice got all super deep. And, like, that was one of the things I did not expect to happen. So when I'm watching it, I was, like, fucking dying laughing. I'm like, Eric, you ain't shit. You ain't shit. That's definitely, like,
real easy.
And like, people that would watch the video in the comment, like, they loved that shit. They was cracking up when Eric did that shit because I did not expect that to happen. But, like, looking back at it, it was just one of those moments where I can just, like, crack up and laugh at myself. Like, man, y'all crazy. Because that's always been – that's still the theme in this show, is that I'm always the one that's guns and blood and guts and all that stuff. I mean, which I do like that. But, I mean, still, I play other different types of games that's a little more friendlier sometimes.
It's true.
So, Cuphead, I'm playing Cuphead. I'm playing the Shadow Cuphead. That's a very a kid-friendly type game. So
there's a lot of violence in it, though.
Yeah, but no blood or guts and stuff like
that. It's cartoon violence.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a favorite moment. That's one of my favorite moments, DG.
For me, it's absolutely when... I don't think you were there, B, but yeah, you weren't there. But we were talking about what games we could play together as a crew if we were in the same room. And Tyler says, yeah, I like to play Russian roulette with you guys.
But no, the way she said it was so like low key.
That
like,
shit came like, out of nowhere. Russian roulette.
And the whole energy just shifted. Whoa. No, because neither me or BZ were there. I think we were both on. Okay. But I was watching the episode. Yeah. And I was like, oh, it's like that. I was like, I don't want to sit next to you no more.
So maybe she likes y'all, but she don't like me and Kevin, apparently.
I just put a link to it in the video.
I got you. Let's play it. Oh, shout out to Mike Ritchie. Always asking the best questions. setting up the best moment, show.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Do you really sat there and said, y'all can go? what's
the next one for you? Next one that you can think of, Granddad?
Oh yeah. So I remember this one right here. This started the movement or what we call Ken Don't Fuck With Us. But I remember when we were doing the show. And I unveiled the Ken Don't Fuck With Us t-shirt. And Ken was in the other room, but he was watching the chat. And Ken finally saw what happened. He's like, what kind of shirt is Granddad? I think I got the clip. Hold on. I think we got the clip. But yo, I still got that shirt. I should have brought it. You should have brought the shirt. I should
have. Either wore that one or the
probably in the attic.
T-shirt.
It's in the attic.
It's a representation of how... Of what Ken.
You gotta shake the mothballs out that shit.
Yo.
Let me show this other clip that Tyler has. It is
that shirt hidden.
It'll explain itself.
He keep this shirt next to his sock and boppers.
Oh my god.
What?
Hello.
Playing the game, she got this walk, bam.
That's my tail.
You can't even focus on the game. Are you trying to play? Are you like, shit, I'm going to walk around for a little bit. Are you supposed to be fighting?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we was wilding that video.
We was wilding in that video, dude. What the hell?
You were looking real video, hard at that phone screen.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was our like last YouTube video, I feel like.
Clip
excerpt.
Dang, that's crazy. Another one of my, I mean, this is not like, well, you can find it on our channel. Another one of my favorite ones, I think it was pretty cool, was when we had our Madden tournament. And yeah. me mugga agreed to be like commentating a damn Madden game. I thought that was like pretty damn cool.
That commentary, like, that was the best commentary of any Madden tournament of all
that
time.
Was
me and Eric was going in.
Yo, I thought that shit right there, I thought it was really dope. Because
that just reminded me.
What?
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, because like y'all could have easily disagreed and not want to do it, but the fact that like you know me mugga is not in the sports, but he was still being a good sport about it, no pun intended.
Damn, bars,
to commentate the games and stuff, man. I thought that was really cool, man.
Right.
Like, that was a dope moment. Like that's
what my favorite shit about that beat is when I did the commercial breaks because I had set up the streams right.
Mm. Yeah.
Then we did the commercial breaks for everybody.
Yeah.
I had blood baths, luxury do rags. I had Lucky Charms for Eric because you know they're magically delicious. Eric V makes them.
That's right.
I think I had Streets of Rage 4 because you know Tyler was getting that.
Tyler, yep,
he's still getting that money too.
Right,
still getting them checks in the mail. Who else? Oh, I did BZpedia because you know everything. You know?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You know it all. And then well, for me, I think I did. I did a Kangol one because I'm still trying to get that sponsorship, even though they ain't called me back still.
Yeah, that was cool, man. That was like so dope to come back there and like listening to y'all commentate a damn football game, and that shit was hilarious. And then you know Eric was drinking too, so it was just like, oh, that shit was great. That whole night was great.
Rare form when he's drinking. Clearly.
Yeah,
I'm in rare form tonight.
But that's what happened with all our tournaments. The Smash tournament was like that.
We
was wilding. The Smash tournament was funny because Ken got no commentary.
Last that's time. What I was about to bring up.
Right
when I beat Anton, fucking. Damn near blackout drunk, and he starts talking shit to Ken. And Ken's like, "Did you win?" Did you win? He's like, "No."
No.
And Ken's like, "Get your ass off the stage, dude."
Yo, that was. Yo, I don't Ken think Tyler was there for that one either, though. I don't think Tyler was there that day.
Was it?
Oh my god!
cracking
up. Yo, that shit was so, Tyler, that shit was so funny, man.
That shit was so gold.
Man, it was. Did you win? Get your ass off the stage.
Son kept killing himself. That was a great moment, man.
Yeah.
You got any moments, Bloodbath?
I almost put that Smash Tony in there, but then I remember I was the only nigga that lost that night.
You and your what's the name of that dragon?
Ridley.
Yeah, you and your Ridley.
Honestly, y'all, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. I don't even use Ridley like that. I have just been beating up my roommate with Ridley, so I'm like, yo, my Ridley decent, and I could have won, but I just did a couple. I killed myself one time. And that ruined my whole flow. And Kim was like, why the fuck would you use a character that's not even your best character?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but Quay got the quote right here. And Gus, Anton said, I'm not good at Smash. And Kim said, yeah, we can see that.
Oh my God.
That's definitely like, that's probably number one moment for me, man.
Yo, that whole Smash tournament was funny as fuck to me.
That whole thing was like, man.
Yeah, what happened to the homie that won? Greg. What happened to Greg?
Nah, Gabe, the assassin.
Gabe. I remember it was a G name.
I think he still screams. I think he still screams.
He was good as shit, y'all.
He came out of nowhere. He walked in the door. He entered at the door, walked out.
Yeah. He came in and ended up won. And I remember I played him before the tournament started. I promise y'all, I'm not trash. He made me feel like I should never pick up Smash again.
Damn.
The way that this nigga would just press random and beat me with anybody made me feel like I need to retire. What? I'm wasting my motherfucking time.
Yo, y'all remember when FIFO got spanked in Madden by Foreign Hustle?
I remember.
He was so mad. Because FIFO was talking mad shit all before the tournament. That trophy coming home with me. All that, because we made the trophy. He got smacked the first round, and he ain't had shit to say. And I remember I was walking around with the mic, and I was like, FIFO, what happened? I thought FIFO was going to punch me in the stomach. He gave me this look real quick because he was like, nigga, you know what happened. Shout out to Foreign Hustle, the champion that he didn't remember.
I mean, I sure didn't. Because shout out to Foreign Hustle. Foreign Hustle, he's playing in the league, the new Madden League with Ken and Nick.
Don't let him play FIFO.
He kicking their butt, though. Foreign Hustle kicking their butt.
Of course he is.
That shit crazy.
FIFO got put out first round. I was like, damn, FIFO.
Yeah, FIFO was talking a lot of junk.
FIFO got put out and went to the DJ booth with BZ.
Yep, he so did.
No, what's crazy, I remember FIFO was talking shit after I lost in Smash. I'll never forget FIFO said, I fuck with Kev, but he be losing. I said,
Wow. So that was sweet victory for you when FIFO lost. I know you was
running. Yeah, bro. I said, that's what that nigga get.
Hey, Majestic, is there any moments that you can remember of that you've been on the show or anything that you can remember that's one of your favorite moments?
I think just in general, meeting all of you guys, that was great. It's going to be two moments because I got to meet, you know, all of you guys except for Tyler all at the same time. And then I got to meet Tyler afterwards. But I actually really enjoyed doing the Last of Us talk just because felt like that was my first opportunity to really talk about it with people who have also played the game. So I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was dope.
Man, I think we was like 2 hours talking about that game. Man, we was talking about that game.
Yeah. Good, man. And we could have gone on for a
while. We could have gone long. Yeah,
we could have.
Yeah, that you can watch that on our channel too, on the Dead End Gaming channel. It's only the two channels, so check that one out. Any moments for you, Tyler?
Yeah. The whole conversation about whether or not the moon is a hologram.
Look, do I
need to reiterate this? Look.
Yes,
look,
please.
No.
First of all, you don't ever see that stuff. You don't ever see that moon all the time.
Lord,
it be in
Jesus.
Different places. And they don't
know. Boy, you sound like Facebook.
They never cut the light on, you know. So I'm gonna leave it at that. You can watch it, but let's think about it. Just how many times, how consistent is the moon really? It really does. You see the sun every day. You don't see the moon every day. And then the moon wanna show up in the middle of the day. Come on now, like they cut the light on too often. I'm just saying. Hologram.
I can't remember what episode that was. I want to say it was like, I'm gonna find it and maybe like post it on Twitter or something. But that shit, I was just like, we were talking about conspiracy theories, I think, overall. And like, the moon is a hologram just took a whole other turn. And that shit was,
you know, I
mean, he was naming streets, Detroit streets.
Oh, yeah. The Quinter.
All them streets started with D. That's the whole thing I was confused about.
It's the D.
Like, I get that the city is called the D, but all of y'all streets start with D? That's petty.
That was only like three.
Yeah, I know. That's not true. Much.
She said, I don't remember who was talking shit. It was probably me, most likely. But she was like, I bet you want to say that shit on DeQuinder.
That was like, Eric. Eric said, fucking D word. It's like, I bet you want to go stand on 6 Mile and say that shit. And then BC was like, yeah, go stand on Schoolcraft and say that. And then we just started going back and forth. Shit was so funny.
And then Eric just started naming random shows.
Yeah.
I don't remember why I said that.
I don't know.
It was
why
a good joke,
said
though. I remember that. It was a good joke. It was worth it.
You're like, it was a good joke. That's what you're
But it was my mentions were worth it.
Oh my goodness gracious! This is another one of my favorite dead end gaming moments, because this is my last one, because I saw this happen live, and to hear you talk about this live was like the best shit. Was when Granddad was pissed off about Days Gone, when I literally see him fall through the damn ground. Like, his initial reaction when I saw it live was the funniest shit, one of your best streams. It was the funniest shit ever, because you were just in the groove. Yeah, yeah. What the fuck? What the? I'm taking this game back. And I thought you was bullshitting, and the fact that you really took that game back, and you the way he was talking about it, yes. And the way he was talking about it when we was recording this
with my son in tow, so I had a witness.
This was before COVID, too, so, you know, we was able to be in the studio and hear him talk about that shit. I think it was like one of your top five most disappointing games that year or whatever.
Yeah, because what happened was like
hilarious.
The game crashed out the gate. Literally, the first phase of the game, I think you were on like some kind of, I forget what it is. It's like some like kind of like car chase or something, but it crashed. I'm like, all right. Second time, I played a little bit longer, crashed again. I'm like, all right, this is the second crash, and I even threw like the first hour of the game. And then I'm playing on stream. Everything seems to be going good. You know, my chat was alive and well. That birth of chat, I was feeling good. And then I go skydive. I've never seen that happen in a game in my life. And that was the last straw. I was like, I'm taking this game back. And y'all, and they thought it was bullshitting on stream. I went in there.
Yep.
And I returned it. No, I don't think I returned it. I said, just give me whatever money you give me for this bullshit. And then I think I put it towards like a Switch game. I forget what I got. But yeah, I was done.
Not give me whatever money you get.
That was how much I didn't want that piece of shit game. Fuck Days Gone.
Dude, oh my goodness. You got another one, me mugging?
No. Not right now,
okay.
I don't.
Okay. Where the hell Kevin went?
I don't know.
Went to go switch
personalities. Oh! That was a good one. You can't even get mad at that one right there. That's a good one. I hope he heard it too.
I was so close to getting up to go to the bathroom. He got up before me.
I hope he in another room. I hope he in another room and he heard that shit.
Oh shit.
All right, so I'm gonna read. We want to go take a break real quick, or
let's do that.
Do some questions. Right, hold on. Let me cue it. Let me know when you're in commercial.
All right, sure thing. 60-second ad break. I will specifically BRB.
All right, so there's some pretty good questions, man. So,
hold up, time out. Did you want to do one gotta go, like my segment, or did you want to do questions first?
Yeah, let's do because since you just got one gotta go, we got multiple questions. So yeah, let's.
All right,
this better be good, man. This better be a good. This better be a good 100 episodes.
I don't want it to be a piece of shit.
So you want it to be?
I don't know. Why not?
Why are you stirring the pot today?
No, Majestic, look, these niggas always praying on my downfall.
Because if it's mac and cheese, it sounds real sexy.
These niggas always praying on my
downfall. Eric, get out! So it's like, Eric, look, did anyone else hear what he just said?
We heard it, just don't acknowledge it, okay? Just keep moving.
Wait, what did he say?
Don't worry.
Fuck what he talking about.
Don't worry about.
Fuck him, fuck him, fuck him.
Kev, I'm with you. I don't fuck with this nigga right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, I wouldn't even ask y'all to repeat.
No, you don't want to know.
I'm just keep it pushing. All right. So, this week, I did three would you rathers. It's just two options to choose between. I don't need y'all to get confused because apparently last week y'all got confused by the very simple and detailed instructions.
I don't get confused.
Y'all niggas.
I thought we established that you just don't type it right. We're not getting confused. You're not typing it right.
See, I would think it's my fault as well, but then I realized, nah, Kev, it can't be you because I double check myself.
I think if everyone's having an issue, I think it's you.
But that's usually, I would agree with you. Usually, I would say, hey, Kev, look inward. Are you the problem? You know what I'm saying? If you want to make the world a better place, you got to look at yourself and then make
a change. You look into the wrong self. Yeah. That's the problem.
I don't know how many selves there is.
About four, if I'm keeping count.
Oh my God.
You change your identity on the daily. So you have multiple selves. Are you looking at Bath Sensei?
Oh, fuck,
are you
looking at Bath?
Are you looking at Tower of Power? Are you looking at Kevin, this bitch?
Mr. Which Bath, one are you looking Esquire, at? Like... Mr. Bath.
All I'm saying is, I gave them very specific directions. Uh-huh. They could not figure it out. And I said, okay, then, let me simplify it to two options. I got three of them. Are you ready? All three of them are.
I hope so. I hope so.
What you got, Kev?
All right. First one. There's three of them. They should all be simple. I hope. First one. Would you rather have 100 trips of free gas? You know what I'm saying? You go to the gas station, get free gas 100 times, or 100 trips of free groceries.
Groceries.
Groceries? Okay.
Can I ask a question?
It's just two?
Can I ask a question?
Two. All three of them is two because I got confused. All three of them is just two options.
Okay, but like, can I ask a question though?
Go ahead. Do you?
How often am I filling up my tank?
That's on you, boo-boo. I can't tell you.
You drive a Toyota, so not a lot.
The options
no,
are.
No, but with my distance, I fill up like every 4 days, so 100 ain't going to be nothing.
Nah, baby, I can't tell you what to do with your car. All I can say is you either get 100 trips of free gas or 100 free trips to the grocery store. What do you choose? Would you rather?
Wait, I have another question. Is there a cap on my groceries? Like, is it you? It's 100. You get 100 free trips. As
that's
long
a good
as you're
question.
Spending over $50, mm-hmm. or is it you just get 100 free trips altogether?
I would, you know what I'm saying? Keeping with the 100 theme that we're doing for the 100th episode, I would say 100 free trips of $100.
So adding shit.
So that's a lot of money if you think about it.
And
so
well, honestly, I would run through 100 real quick on just me. Kev eats a lot. You got to eat a lot to keep yourself at a decent weight.
Nah, but if you get 100 free trips, you better learn how to humble yourself.
Right.
I mean, if we're talking quarantine time, it's definitely groceries.
Yes,
if
groceries.
Not that, then gas.
I'm going to Aldi.
So Tyler said groceries, right? Tyler, you said groceries?
Yep.
Eric, you said groceries?
If we're talking quarantine, yeah. Pre-quarantine.
Okay.
Pre-quarantine is gas.
What else? Who
I'm
else?
I'm going groceries too.
I'm going groceries.
All right. William B said groceries. Majestic, it's on you.
I said groceries.
All right. Everybody said groceries. Cool.
What y'all think about Kev's scenario?
I like that he has the 100 thing going on.
Yeah.
Right.
All I had was my questions. I just needed to know.
It wasn't a bad question. I ain't mad at you. All right. I got two more. They should all be simple, I pray. Would you rather?
I like how this man calling us stupid.
Continue. I know, right?
Would you rather?
Like the internet can't figure out his questions as well.
Apparently, y'all can't. I gave y'all a simple scenario last week, and y'all niggas found a way to make it complicated. Y'all was hating. Y'all was.
I just had to ask you questions to clarify your own options.
No, Majestic, you cool. I'm not mad at the question.
Your own options.
Everybody around you, Majestic, them hating ass niggas, they the ones
who you're around her. You hating ass nigga.
I just gave you props on the whole like 100 thing. Usually I be jumping in your defense, like, hey, wait, just say it. So it, no, it's you just gonna rope me in with everybody else.
No, you see,
I will say, Tyler, in your defense, Tyler does try to say nice things. She does. But she gets influenced by them hating ass niggas.
She's a grown ass woman. She don't get influenced.
Willie and Eric, she be getting influenced by them hooligans.
She is a grown ass woman. She is the influence.
So now I'm a hooligan now?
Yeah, that's the word Kevin's going to use. Yup. So, second, would you rather? Would you rather have 100 seconds in the Shark Tank or 100 seconds in a ring with Mike Tyson?
How safe am I in the Shark Tank?
You talking about in a cage?
You could be in a cage. It's up to you.
I mean, I mean the Shark Tank thing. You in a cage?
Hold up. Yeah. How safe are we in the Shark Tank? I mean, we're running out of oxygen. Can the shark break the tank?
White people do that shit all the time. I can do
white
that.
People love to fuck with sharks.
I could be in the tank if the tank is a cage.
It is a cage, but I'm pretty sure it's possible for sharks to break a cage if they was that hungry.
Nah, I'd be.
But
what's my
air supply like, and am I bleeding?
I mean, baby, your air supply ain't gonna matter if you get an eight. So
how long did you say, Kev? Well, you said
100 seconds.
Yeah.
100 seconds. That's a little over a minute.
I would take Mike Tyson.
Look, if I'm not bleeding and the shark's gonna leave me alone and I can breathe, give me the shark.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson gonna beat me up. There's nothing in between me and Mike Tyson. That's the problem. There's something in between me and the shark.
Okay. So we got Majestic and Eric say shark. That's two.
I'm going with sharks too. Yeah,
shark.
Yeah, because if I got something in between me and the shark, then I'll take my chances there. I'm not gonna take my chances getting my ass whooped by Mike Tyson.
I feel like that's kind of disrupting the spirit of the question though, because if you can have something around you in the shark tank, why can't you have something around you in the Mike Tyson ring? I feel like you just got to be in the elements.
This is why we keep asking questions, because he makes it sound like.
So
where if you're in a shark tank, you're not typically with the shark. You're in a cage away from the shark. And let's be real, sharks don't like people. They only bite you if you're bleeding because they're attracted to the blood. So you're not bleeding, you got air supply, you good.
I still like sharks to break that tank if they want to though.
But if you're not supplying them a reason to, AKA you're not bleeding because they're attracted to the blood.
True.
They're not gonna even mess with you. They don't even like how we taste. That's why a lot of times people just get bit and then nothing else happens because the shark's like, ew, you're disgusting. You're not a fish.
Wow. All this time I thought I was delicious. But tank.
I'm about to put tape over Eric's little cube so I don't even have to look at him.
Shark tank.
Well, yeah, for me a shark tank as well, because look, I'm gonna survive the shark tank. I'm not gonna survive that much time with Mike Tyson. Look, that's gonna be the longest 100 seconds of my life.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you said 100 seconds of shit. He's gonna kill me in 5 seconds.
One punch. Exactly. One punch, I'm regretting life.
Come here, two punches. I want to talk to you, BB.
Come here.
Where you going?
I mean, even if you're not in a shark, even if you're like literally inside the shark tank with the sharks. Like I said, they're attracted to the blood, and I mean, if you just work on how you wade in the water, because they only—it's like the
your Negro spiritual.
I was trying not to say it. Bro,
you can't just let that fly.
That's what I was gonna say. Tropic was like they're attracted to the motion. That's how they end up biting people. It's like they think we're fish. So just work on how you wade in the water. If you got a good air supply, just float. Float for 100 seconds. Call it a day. Don't move. Get out.
I mean, you in a cage. You could literally like take a
seat. Well, no, that I was saying if you're not in the cage. Oh, if you're literally inside the cage with the sharks, not in a cage.
Oh shit, girl, damn. You up in the stakes.
Yeah, ain't no if cage. You in the shark tank.
The well done stakes of Beezy cooking them shits.
Wow.
Damn, man. That liquor, boy.
Y'all really gonna let this man talk to y'all like this?
I mean, that damn liquor, boy.
I'm sorry. These are the thoughts. without the filter. That's all. The Jack just removed the filter.
I thought we was cool, Eric.
We are cool. We're great.
BZ,
we're really
we were
hot,
cool.
BZ, for BZ, way too long.
I thought
long,
me and Eric were cool, but you see how he's been talking to me since I got here.
Well, Jesse, yeah, we know you're the homie, yeah.
Whatever. I thought I was the homie. I don't know how we get
that treatment, Majestic.
This is the rapport.
That's all that is. All right. You had one more, or we want to go to question?
One more.
I didn't answer. Let's...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tyler. Yeah, Tyler didn't get a chance to answer.
Go ahead, boo. Do
I ain't
you.
Fucking with no sharks. I ain't fucking with no shark. I feel like I could potentially reason with Mike Tyson. I can't reason with no shark.
Mike Tyson understands what I'm saying.
I can't talk to a shark, y'all. I can't tell the shark, hey, look, I feel like I can maybe try to talk Mike Tyson out of fucking.
Now, come on now, Tyler. All that man you've been playing, you can't talk to a shark. Come on now. You got experience in that. Nah,
hold up a second. But wait, like, didn't Mike Tyson also bite somebody's ear off? Isn't that a thing?
That was Evander Holyfield. But Tyler,
sharks don't like people. They confuse us for fish.
People legs off.
They confuse us with fish, and then they spit you out. That's why people survive shark attacks all the time.
I think you're forgetting the Robin Givens situation with Mike.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying, Captain.
I'm fully sure that he will hit a woman. That there's no doubt in my mind about that. I just feel like I can. The sharks can't understand English, and I don't fuck with sharks.
Okay. Hey, there is no wrong choice. There is no wrong choice.
Give me 140 seconds. I will float lifelessly.
It's just 100. It's just 100.
100
Man.
Seconds.
Yes,
I will.
100
feel
like 1,000
hours.
I'm not moving.
Not amused.
All right, one more.
Oh my god!
Would you rather?
Here we go.
Get slapped 100 times in the face, or kicked 100 times in the shins?
The shins.
I don't want nobody fucking with my face.
I'm not getting
disrespected 100 times.
Yeah, I'll take the shins.
Yo,
shins is crazy. Y'all niggas ain't never had kicked in the shins, bro.
Yeah, I have.
Shit, I don't know if I've ever been slapped in the face either. Shit.
I've been both. Getting kicked in the shins will ruin your whole motherfucking day.
Man, I'm a fucking streamer. I sit down all day. I'll be right.
No, my nigga.
I'm gonna be honest. I think I'm gonna have to take get slapped in the face. 100.
Really?
Now who's doing the slapping? Is it like how, what's the power?
The same person doing the shinning. So I'm not crazy.
No. When I say get slapped in the face, I mean it's gonna make a smack sound. Like it's gonna make a pop.
That big Russian dude that slapped the contacts out there.
It's gonna hurt. I'm talking my whole hand.
You're gonna have a concussion by slap 45 at the at the latest.
Right, exactly.
But my finger,
you don't even have to smack anybody that hard to make a sound.
Exactly.
Or move their face.
Have you ever been kicked in the shin?
Yeah, I've been kicked in the shin.
That shit is different.
But bro, I'm saying I can get look if all those fails, I'll just get like a wheelchair or something and keep it moving.
Well, you ain't getting kicked in the shins, Kev.
Huh?
Who's that?
All right, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you, bro. My high school I went to, bro.
Shout out to 100, by the way. Keeping it.
I'm from the middle of nowhere. I'm from Florida, right? I'm from the middle of nowhere in Florida. There was this girl. She was a little person. She suffered from dwarfism.
Okay.
She used to kick niggas in the shins, and I promise you,
unprovoked.
Yes, she was crazy. I promise you, I learned my lesson. I wouldn't even bother with this girl. But everybody said, yo, don't make no jokes about her because she'll kick you dead in your shit.
I was provoked then. Y'all was making jokes. See,
right. Exactly.
Right. Oh, right.
There you go.
Right.
I just wasn't doing it to her directly.
He wasn't mean to her because he knew he respected his shins. And also, I used to play football. You get caught in the shins slipping. It's over with, bro. Like, I don't think niggas understand. Your shin is vulnerable.
I just feel like it's gonna hurt. I'm not really gonna be able to walk. Like, I mean, this will heal.
Worst case scenario.
Shins is not a game.
Listen. Worst case scenario, your shin's gonna break. It's gonna heal.
What?
Yes.
Worst case
scenario, it'll heal. But if
you're not going to
Cam, listen.
This is. I don't know what this is, but it feels like fat.
If you get slapped 100 times and you end up with a concussion or brain damage or something, or a concussion, what if they slap you in the eye and they pop your eye socket, hurt you or something like that, break your nose, break your eardrum? It's a lot of factors.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say, Willie. It's too much valuable shit up here.
Right?
It's too much. All the senses.
Hey, Eric, I'm with you, dude. Like, yeah.
You're not about to make my ear into a cauliflower.
Somebody can miss. They can just be wilding out like this and just hit everything. You don't know.
Yeah. No. You know, we got eyes up here. I mean, all that.
Your shit is red as my bed sheet.
Literally, it's right. Right here.
I work for.
I don't know how y'all ended up over here.
I'm not banking on the accuracy.
No,
I don't.
No,
I'm not banking on the accuracy because 100 slaps they gonna miss once in a while.
Hell no,
nigga.
Yes, shins, nigga.
Hit me in the shins, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all is wild, bro.
Take my shins and leave.
I took 100 slaps to the face. I'll take that.
Getting hit in the shins is not a game. I don't care how old you are.
Now there's getting slapped in the face.
Right.
It's not a game, but your face can heal. It's going to sting. It's going to hurt a little bit. It might even
sting. Your shins not going to heal?
You said 100.
I just feel like 100 slaps. I got a round face. I got big cheeks. I'll be fine. This is gonna make my face.
I feel like Grant. I need a water bottle just to be like,
right? They're not understanding the valuables. You can look. I've seen people like you can. If someone slaps too hard and they miss the face and they hit your ear, they can pop your eardrum.
Yeah,
done. If they go a little too close, hit your eye, hit your nose, break your nose. If they go on full fledged, a slap can break something. If
they're not shooting 100% with that slap,
all you need is you could break your shin at kick one.
I mean, Bruce Lee is kicking my damn shins or something. What the hell?
100 kicks,
somebody could be swinging their leg all the way back. You think someone's coming up and just doing like a little tap on your shin?
And you think they're going to come up and do a tap on your face?
Me. I think I got strong cheeks.
Yeah, me too.
Whatever.
I think I got strong cheeks. What the world is going on here?
Y'all don't understand.
Sweet's on my side. Sweet gets it, and she's a doctor, so I believe her.
Shin kicks are not a game, bro. I promise you. There is no meat protecting your motherfucking shin, bro.
Bone. That is all bone.
Bone.
Right. So if your shin breaks at kick one.
I mean, it's the first of the month anyway, so who cares about bone?
And you have 99 more. Cut
his mic off.
Stop. Stop. Eric, why?
It's too much.
The liquor is just too... Hey, really put the cup down. Go in the kitchen.
Eric needs an intervention right now, y'all.
I didn't even hear what he said. I just need to go off of your reaction.
Majestic, you didn't want to hear it. Trust me.
Lord.
Eric, we gonna have to have a conversation.
Questions, y'all. Let's see some questions.
That was all I had. I'm glad y'all debated those questions. It seems like it worked out. Y'all ain't have no bullshit to say this week, so.
You mean valid shit? It's okay. All right. So let me pull a question out of here somewhere, yo.
It's a few in Discord.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to pull Diogen's question. It's kind of the first one I saw.
Okay.
Would any of y'all want to live to 100?
No.
No.
Honestly?
Yes.
Debating on how many grandkids I have, I'll be open to it.
Why?
Yeah, I'll say yeah, because I think I feel like I take care of myself pretty well, so I think I'm gonna be in pretty great shape. And
yeah, like I'm one of those people. I'm a really healthy person. I walk a couple miles every day. I take care of myself. I eat fruits every day. Like I like health and wellness. I'm probably gonna live to 100, but okay. I don't want to live to 100 for no reason. So. I'm assuming there's somebody around, grandchildren, and/or my wife.
Look,
do you want to live to 100?
Yes or no? And/or my wife.
Yes.
Oh, that's cute.
Let's say sure.
You don't want to, Aaron?
Yeah, fuck me up at like 85.
Yeah.
I probably won't be able to do shit, man.
Look,
like,
look,
Everybody I've seen over the age of 90, they're ready to go.
He won't even be able to play his Xbox or Game Pass.
Right. When you hit over every person who I've seen hit over 85, they're ready to go. Ain't nothing. They ready to go.
That's true.
And every person you see, when they be having them 100 birthday parties for the people, they sitting there like, I want to go. I'm done. That's a wrap.
That's true.
Because ain't nothing you can do. What else can you do?
My great-grandfather lived to be 95, and he wasn't like that at all. Like, he was chilling.
That's what I'm saying.
Unless you take care of yourself and whatnot. But even still, if you take care of yourself, and I'm just going to put it out, I'm fairly healthy, too. But it's like, I don't know. For me, I feel I would be comfortable going around 80.
I got to drink Willie to make it to 100, yeah. And that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
No, I'm just fucking around.
I wouldn't mind if I make it to 100. Because like I said, I think I'm going to take good care of myself. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to be out here jogging 20 miles and no shit like that at 100 years old. But I think I'm going to still be pretty independent. I don't think I will really need someone that much, but I don't know.
I feel like I'm not going to like shit, bro. I feel like I'm not going to like music.
You're going to get fed up. You're going to get fed up at some point where it's like, you've seen it all, done it all. What else is there? And you're just like, all right, it's like, what else do I have to accomplish?
And you're going to run out of the back in my day stories. Amen. I told them all.
Amen.
I don't know. I don't know how healthy I would be at 100. I'm not going to be at this point. So it's like, yeah, you can be taking good care of yourself, but you're still gonna feel those limitations just from getting older. And then I feel like it probably would get pretty lonely, because if you make it to 100, that doesn't mean all of your friends and your loved ones and everyone else is gonna make it there.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, especially if all your loved ones are if you were married and your loved one's gone or your kids don't visit you like they used to, or they put you in a home. And then let you sit there and see you once a week. There's people who do that.
Your friends. You can still have your grandkids and your kids or, that family. But it's if you're missing and I don't want to say that's not your your core support system, but it's if you're missing, if the people that have been your core aren't with you anymore,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to, not gonna be the same.
Hmm. What's the next question?
Next question is from Beans from the East in the Switch chat right now.
Beans!
That question is, where do you hope to be in 100 more episodes?
Out of this goddamn house?
That's fucking real.
That is so real. Yeah.
Right? First and foremost, bigger, just progressively, just progressing the podcast, hopefully if we get out of this, do more things, just expand our reach and then just continue being authentic like we are. Cause I think we got a good thing going here. It's just about consistency and, extending our reach and getting more people to know about what we're doing. And that's it. So, God willing, 100 more episodes, we still all doing our thing. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think before COVID, I feel like we was on our way of really branching out and working with other, black gaming groups and, kind of expanding that brand a lot more before COVID. Because I know Granddad had a good contact with, why am I forgetting their names too? Granddad, who was that you had to term at that place?
404.
Yeah.
404.
Yeah. So just places like that where we can, collab and branch out and just make our name more out there. So I really think we was on our way of kind of doing that more and expanding the brand a lot more. I just hope we get to that point to where it's just it's everyone knows who we are, especially in the local scene. They know about us and they be willing to collab with us. We do more tournaments. I would like for us to do a lot more tournaments and stuff now.
Yes.
Once all this is over, a lot more different games and everything, especially now with the next-gen console coming out. So, yeah.
I feel that. I agree as far as, collaboration goes. I've always been a champion for that. To combine communities and to get us more exposure. Mm-hmm. Because my philosophy is get good and then get seen. I feel like we're at a point where we're good, so I feel like we need to just get seen at this point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely. Anybody else want to answer that question before we move on to the next?
Can you repeat the question one more again?
The question was, where do you see yourself, or where do y'all hope to be in 100 more episodes?
So by episode 200, like y'all said, I would hope to be in a better place, low-key. Well, not even low-key, high-key. So, yeah, I'd hope to have a bigger following and more people to, like, have made connections with to be in a better place. So, yeah, everything y'all said, low-key.
Panic. All right. Next question comes from
Picking one. You picking one, huh?
I saw one.
Where you at? You on Twitter, Instagram, or Discord?
I'm on Discord. I'm on Discord. Damn, I saw that shit. Okay, yeah, here it is. It's a one gotta go. So these are the four types of games that you guys collectively enjoy, but one has to leave existence forever. So it is a one gotta go.
Okay.
And those four choices are shooters, horror, RPGs, or fighting.
Oh, that's easy for me.
Oh, it's from Stover. Yeah, Stover. Yeah, yeah.
That's from Arterio Stover. Yes, yep. Thank you so much. My bad.
Horror. Camera doesn't play those.
Okay.
Y'all would also say horror.
Would you say Majestic?
I say horror.
Okay. Will he be?
I might have to say fighting, maybe, because I love horror games. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm gonna have to say shooters.
Yeah, makes sense for you.
Yeah.
For me, it's horror. I like them all right, but they're definitely my least favorite genre in this amount of choices right here.
Yeah, I love horror.
Yeah. Games. That was, yeah, that was a good
That's because I love horror movies too as well. So yeah, okay.
Kevin doesn't watch those either.
That makes sense. All right, so let's see. All right, this question is from Sober Hippie. Would they be confirmed by both Xbox and Sony that more exclusives will have PC ports in the future? Is there really a reason to get next gen hardware since a PC will be able to run all those games better? And you'll be able to have the widest range of games to play.
I mean, if you don't mind waiting for those PC ports, because they're not going to come out out the gate. So if you don't mind waiting for those games to come out, then I completely agree that it's probably a better or a smarter idea.
Because granddad, according to Tyler's word in the PC world. We won't be playing Horizon Zero Dawn to like 2035.
Yeah, and Horizon Zero Dawn wasn't even like a great port. So
nah, it wasn't. So they have to work on, first of all, making the ports good for both Xbox and, well, they already do it for Xbox, for PlayStation. And then just, you know, as long as, if they came out the same time for PC as the other consoles, then there would be probably no reason for you to get a console. But I think that's the benefit of having a console. You just get it. You get that exclusivity, and you also get it first. And then down the line, you'll get the PC port. But I don't know. I just like playing console. It doesn't matter because you can. I don't know. I think down the line, if they are able to make them come out at the same time, it might cause a shift. But right now, I don't see it happen anytime soon. It's too much money in consoles.
It's that timing is everything, yo. And as long as PlayStation retains those exclusives for,
I mean, when did Horizon Zero Dawn come out? Like 2017?
2017.
So yeah, it's like,
yeah, it doesn't replace a PS4 or a PS5 at that point. It's great to have, but those consoles are still valuable. Like the PlayStation specifically is still valuable. If you have
it's a dope question in the chat. I don't even think we've never talked about this or answered this before.
What's the question, B?
It's from, what's this, Jonah Q?
Yep,
Jonah Q. It says, what movie, it says, what movie that hasn't already been adapted to a game do you think would be a good video game adaptation? That's a good question. Because I know we talked about the other way around. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if we talked about it in this form before. Like, what movie that hasn't already been in the game? What's the movie?
That's Baby Driver crosses my mind, but that's kind of because I saw it kind of recently.
Would be a racing game?
It wouldn't be a racing game, but it'd be like an evasive game. Like, you have to drive between these two cars that look just like yours in Atlanta to get away from.
I understand.
I think that'd be kind of dope.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I don't know. I feel like that's something I used to do, like watch movies and see scenes and be like, oh, like this would be a really good video game. But off the top of my head, I can't think of it.
Yeah, because I'm thinking of...
Yeah, I'm trying to think too.
Man, that's a good-ass question. That's why when I saw it, I'm like, damn, I don't think we never talked about that. Shit, I hate... We can't answer that like right away. I know, because I'm thinking about all the movies that don't have a video game adaptation. Man, that's a good one. You can't think of any, Tyler?
Yeah, I would need more time.
Yeah.
Does Fight Club have a game? I feel like it does, doesn't it?
It feels like it would. So.
If it does, I don't know about it. But if there was a Fight Club game, I would need it to be a full like Persona style RPG where not only are you going in the Fight Clubs, but you're also like switching back and forth between. Sorry, I don't want to spoil it. You're switching back and forth between different characters and like doing their day to day life stuff.
Okay. There is a video game I'm seeing. It came out in 2004 for PS2 and Xbox. I'm looking for like a writing or something. I feel like it's
probably wet.
Ugh, it's on the Bad Game Hall of Fame, so I assume.
Damn!
You know what would be interesting? I don't know why I just thought about this because of just how they would probably do it, but what if they did like a Bird Box game? Like, because you're blind. I just thought about that. How would they do that? Think about it. That would be trash. But think about it. Come on, you can.
Hey, is that the one with Sandra Bullock? Was blind?
Yeah. Think about how they do that. No, how you do that.
My granddad don't drink, y'all.
This fucking audio only game.
This man said a Bird Box game.
The game where you can download the MP3 of that shit.
Right? Think about it. It'd be revolutionary.
Yeah, it comes with the Daredevil DLC. Okay.
Well, there you go. Hey, they did a Daredevil game. Hey, think about it.
Hell no.
Anything is possible.
I'm dying.
Damn, man, I really can't think of a game right now. Of a movie that can be made into a video game right now.
I wanted to say Fast and Furious, but it made a Fast and Furious game.
They did.
I just can't think of any movie that I've watched recently. That's that caliber where I'm like, this would be a great.
That's what I'm thinking too. I'm like, man. Shit, I hate I can't answer this question now.
It's nothing really.
But I feel like after the stream, we're all going to have answers.
Exactly. Of course. Yeah. You know how that works.
All the people in the chat, I saw like one person say, Ip Man. Excellent. Ip Man would be an excellent game if you've seen it. Ip Man. Yeah. It's like a kung fu movie. Kevin watches a lot of those. So it would be crazy.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon might have made a dope video game.
It probably would.
Yeah. For Iron Monkey, that would have been good too if you've seen that one.
Also good.
Yeah. But they're all in the same vein. So that's an easy game to make too.
Raid would have been crazy. I don't know if y'all seen The Raid. Mm-hmm. The Raid is dope.
Oh, dead ass.
Someone said Talladega Nights.
The Ballad of Ricky Bobby?
You get to be Ricky Bobby? Shake and Bake?
Shake and Bake?
Somebody said Goodfellas. Goodfellas might be cool. To do.
Nigga, they have the mafia.
Yeah, but it's Goodfellas with the characters. And, you know, if you get all the characters in there, but it'll be like, that's just like saying Baby Driver is like a driving game will be similar to another type of game. You know, it's just something that ain't been done before. Also, that's one of my favorite movies, so I would like to see that game for
him. What was you about to say, Aaron?
I was just about to ask the next question. Any more answers for that question?
No, unfortunately, I can't.
Sounds like a no. Yeah. Ravant Guard wants to know, since we're almost to next gen, what's a game from this generation that you regret never picking up and playing?
I know what it is. Granddad.
What game is that?
No, that I never played.
Oh, hey, that you never
don't say Days Gone. Leave that alone. Leave that in the past.
Yeah, I'm about to be like, Days Gone.
Nah, Near Automata. I have not played that yet, and I got to get to that. But that's one game that I regret not getting to. Hopefully, I can get to it before the next gens come out.
Yeah, you still got time.
Yeah, so I want to try to get to that.
Mine's would be Red Dawn Redemption 2.
Red Dead.
Red Dead Redemption. Red Dead.
The Beezyisms, boy.
Red Dead Redemption 2. Because I played the first one and I haven't played the second one yet. And yeah, we about to be in this next gen. So I regret not picking that. And I remember watching me, Mug 11, streaming and playing.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I never got a chance to play it. I mean, I can still play it, but I just, you know, I haven't played it. So I regret not playing it.
My games are games that I plan to play, like Resident Evil 3. Something else came to mind as you were talking. Doom Eternal, Ghost of Tsushima, Last of Us 2. I haven't played any of those games yet, and I still plan to, so I don't have any regret yet. And if the PS5 has backwards compatibility enough to allow me to play those games, I'll probably play them there.
Yeah, stuff that's in my backlog, like I would say probably at the top of the list would be Persona 5. Mm. But I mean, I own it, and it's still on my list of things to play, so... But I haven't gotten to it yet. And then there's like some other games in my backlog too that I haven't gotten to. But that would be my biggest one probably.
Yeah, I'd probably have to say Persona 5. But also maybe Watch Dogs too. Because I had never really heard of Watch Dogs or anything. But I've seen a couple people stream like a couple pieces and actually looked really interesting.
Mm. Can't wait for y'all to get it, Persona.
You say you can't wait for them to get into Persona?
Exactly.
Oh.
Y'all want another question?
Yeah, one more.
All right, let's see what we can find. In the light of recent Avengers beta coming out, what's your favorite superhero or villain? That's from Mike Rich. Doesn't have to be Marvel. You can pick a hero and a villain if you want to.
Our favorite Marvel villain?
Or superhero.
It has to be Marvel.
That's tricky.
Doesn't have to be Marvel.
Oh, okay.
Our favorite superhero or villain?
Correct. That's doesn't have to be Marvel.
But it has to be like a superhero style villain. It can't just be like a villain in...
Correct.
Like, okay.
That's tricky because like, honestly, for the people who don't know, Kevin loves comic books. He collects comic books. Superheroes is important to me. Damn, my favorite hero and or villain. Dr. Doom is up there as far as villains. Like, Victor Von Doom is not a game. I promise you, for niggas who don't understand, like, he ain't nothing fucked with. Damn. Kevin needs more time. Don't listen to him yet. He needs more time.
Okay. Anybody else got an answer?
I don't like Kevin. I don't read comics and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm just going based off movies and everything and the video games that I have played with superheroes. I mean, I thought Thanos, I mean, I know this is probably not video game related, but I thought Thanos was dope as hell in the Avengers movies.
And, it was cool. I like him.
Yeah, and Endgame Infinity Wars, I thought Thanos was dope. He had dope ass one-liners and shit every time he was on camera. So I thought Thanos was a dope ass villain. I got to go on the villain side. So Thanos,
of course.
Saying, all right. I don't know if y'all ready. Kevin's ready. So
go for it.
Favorite hero or villain. My favorite hero. I don't give a fuck what nobody say, bro. I know this nigga don't get the respect he deserves.
He about to say it. He about to say it. Ant-Man.
It's a nigga who gets all the respect, but people don't want to put respect on his name. Superman is my favorite superhero, bro. I don't give a fuck.
Who's not putting respect on Superman's name? I thought you were gonna say Batman.
You're saying Superman is underrated?
Well, I just feel like Batman, nobody puts respect on Batman's name.
Batman
has no powers. His superpower is being rich.
Batman ain't shit. That's why I don't get no respect.
That's why I thought you were going to say him.
Well, no. Superman is my favorite superhero. I know people like to shit on him, saying he's too overpowered, saying he could do too many motherfucking things, saying he's boring. But you got to understand one thing. Superman draws all his powers from the sun. There is nothing to hate on him because you're just hating on your own yellow sun. You put Superman under a red sun and he's a basic ass.
Man, you sound like Dr. Umar right now. Bruh. Trying to explain something.
Can't stop.
The fact that you repeat yourself, you sound like
you really, man, like you like really had, you really had me.
The blame, you put the blame on for us not like a Superman because of the sun. It's the sun's fault.
Wait, I'm so confused. It's like solar panels do that. Like, if I have a solar power flashlight, it also draws its power from the sun. So I just don't
understand. Superman is solar powered. All his powers come from Earth's yellow sun. On Krypton, his home planet, they have a red sun. But so everyone's normal.
Oh, but he ain't there no more, so that's irrelevant, Kev. It ain't like he goes taking trips back and forth to Krypton on the regular.
He can't go back to Krypton because right. It's destroyed.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So you stuck on Earth. So fuck that nigga.
Super powerful because of our son. Superman is really that nigga.
So why do you keep saying that?
Dr. Umar.
So why does that make him that nigga because he's powered by the sun?
So basically, that makes the sun that nigga. If it wasn't for the sun made him.
You say the sun made Superman, him. So, Superman,
so what you're saying is that if the total eclipse happened, that nigga ain't shit.
Basically. It's a fact. Superman's power comes from the sun.
Right, so.
If you take out the sun, you take out Superman. And a lot of people don't think about it really as simply as it is. I'm a big Superman fan. Like
Dr. Umar explanation I've ever
heard. But Kev, the sun ain't going nowhere. Who going to destroy the sun?
All the niggas who really want to kill this nigga, like, if you really want to fuck with Superman, fight him during an eclipse. That's the only time Superman...
So how many years I got to wait for that fight?
Superman is a solar battery. Superman's only weaknesses are A, the lack of sun, or B, magic.
What he do at nighttime, though? What he be doing at nighttime?
So, what happens at night?
He's already soaked up enough solar
energy. So he charges his internal battery, so he's good throughout the night.
He
sucks
up solar energy to fight. But if you use magic, Superman cannot fuck with you. So
I got a question.
If you're a nigga like
Shazam. So if there's crimes in Alaska during that time where they
right,
Superman is practically useless. That's what I heard.
Think that. Like, did he just fly into space, soak up some solar energy from the core?
That's not how that works.
You don't know that. So he soaked up energy from the core, fly to Alaska, fuck them up right quick.
That's too much work.
And
right
people
there.
Who's watching this stream, Kevin is literally looking like Dr. Umar. He has the hand gestures down packed.
Cause,
I'm just saying, there's clearly parts of the world where it's just either it's light all day. So what is he overcharging? Right. Or it's night all day. So he's not charging at all. And probably crimes there that Superman can't even handle.
You don't know that. Superman is a global superhero. He has
We don't know that because who's really living in Alaska?
Superman can hear everything all over the world. Global superhero. His super hearing lets him hear everything. So Superman is literally OP. And I understand that. But as a Superman fan, I also realize he's overpowered, but I still love him because he can't help it. He is played by Earth's yellow sun.
Let's get to the t-shirt giveaway, man. Jesus Christ. This is
we don't even want to answer no more. We done. You answer all of
it. What is going on here? Okay. How we go from this to how we go from this to explain about
you don't understand.
It's the Dota argument all over again. How did we get here?
Kevin really loves comic books. Like, he collects them. He has a very...
Why are you talking about yourself in the third person?
Kevin does it all the time.
This is always. But also, Kevin is from Florida, and it's the Sunshine State, so I really think that's what it is.
Yes.
Oh, man.
You gotta understand.
Superman is on their state flag.
Damn,
Superman gets shitted on because people be like, oh, he's too strong. Nigga, it's the sun.
Please stop.
So are we got to be mad at the sun? We got to be mad at the sun. So what you're saying, Kevin, is we got to be mad at the sun because this alien nigga showed up and won't leave.
That's what we
That's not our fault.
I want to help you.
It's not Superman's fault either.
Why don't he fly to Jupiter or something then? With a sun as far as hell.
If this nigga under a red sun, he's regular like you and I.
T-shirt giveaway.
Where would he go?
Send him to Pluto then. Pluto's the farthest from the sun anyway.
Pluto has our same as regular sun.
So it ain't that strong, though.
But it's farthest from the sun.
It ain't that strong, though. He'd be good out there, probably not, but it's all good.
I'm just saying Superman can't be fixed because of our son. Now, if
ain't nobody trying to fix somebody, we just saying he lame as fuck. That's all.
We are not in the business of trying to fix people.
Oh, if you know how to fix
somebody like Superman, you go like Icon. Icon literally a black version of Superman.
T-shirt giveaway.
Instead of that, Icon hit Earth during slavery times. So Icon scanned a slave and said, I'm going to be black. So Icon is the same thing as Superman, but he's black. And he became a lawyer. But I know niggas don't care about that because they don't read Milestone comics. It's okay. Oof. It's fine. Not a big deal. Right.
Kevin, give them instructions.
Hold up. Wait, I'm sorry. I'm interested in, what's his name again?
Icon. All right, so Icon came out in the
90s. Why you do this?
No.
I'm sorry. I want to know. Is Icon like, he has superpower?
Look, Icon Comics came out in the 90s. It was founded by a guy, Redshaw from Image. Icon, all their comic books are black.
Okay.
All their comic book superheroes are black. So that's those people who make Static Shock. I have Static Shock. I have Static Shock number one. They're the same people who made this. So Icon is an offshoot of DC.
All right. I'm gonna interrupt you.
Icon, out of the first.
Here's where I'm interested in. What did Icon do about slavery?
Icon, so that you know, Superman shot it to Earth and was like a regular Kryptonian on Earth.
Uh-huh.
Icon, he hit Earth during slavery.
Okay.
So the first person he saw was a slave. So he copied the slave image and became that. He became a black person.
So like blackface.
So, he was an alien.
So like a cultural appropriation.
Basically, if you had to choose a not specific term, sure, cultural appropriation works. So he became a black person and he kept that persona going. Every year, he would re-up and say he was the son of that former black person until eventually he got past slavery, became a lawyer, and became a superhero.
And
he has 95.
He ain't gonna be like, what the hell are y'all talking about editing this? He is gonna be so pissed off editing this.
Ken knows who Icon is. Ken knows comic books. Icon has the same powers as Superman, except for like two or three. But Icon is also a trained lawyer. He's trained in law. Icon is a superhero lawyer, and all the superheroes.
How do we get this from the? What was the question? What was the original question?
Your favorite superhero or villain?
Don't ask the original question. You're going to bring it all the way back around.
T-shirt giveaway.
Okay.
What's the instructions? Give me the instructions, Bloodbath.
Okay. So, if you want to win a free BEG t-shirt,
what do you got to do?
Follow us on Twitter first, and then at us on Twitter with your favorite DEG moment using hashtag DEG100. I checked. Y'all niggas ain't been doing it. I don't know what y'all been doing. Maybe y'all got caught up in Kevin's superhero spiel, but now is your time.
I have a question.
Go ahead, boo, do you.
Can I win a t-shirt?
I mean, I don't think any affiliates of DEG can win shirts.
I'll get you a shirt.
But we can get you a shirt.
That was a shot towards Eric. That was a shot towards
It was a shot toward me?
We can get you a shirt.
I get your shirt.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Send us your size.
So at us, at DEG, use hashtag DEG100 with your favorite DEG moment. I'll probably choose the winner in like 24 hours, honestly.
Damn, right? We can't announce it tonight, huh?
I checked.
So 24 hours of the episode coming out on Friday.
I checked.
Okay.
Nobody used it yet. I got you.
So you want to give it time for people to put use the hashtag and all that stuff. I got you. Okay. That'll work. So pretty much on Saturday you announced the winner.
I can do Saturday. That's fine with me. Kevin got time.
Yeah, the episode don't come out until Friday. It's a lot of people who don't watch on Twitch.
Right.
Shame on them. That's actually a good idea. Wait for it to go up and then give it an additional 24 hours in case people tweet it.
Okay, so that's gonna be it. We've been running about 2.5 hours, dude. This is crazy. This is gonna wrap it up for episode 100. As always, Majestic, thank you for coming through and having fun with us and talking shit and arguing about donuts and Superman and the Sun with us tonight. It's always lovely having you on. You know what I'm saying? We love the black women energy that's on Dead End Gamer, man. We love it. So also the fans.
Y'all having me.
Appreciate fans, everyone that's watching, that's been listening for 100 episodes plus, or even, like I said, even one episode. If this is your first time, welcome. If this is not, always appreciate you guys supporting, watching us, all that stuff. Following our Twitch channels, following DEG Twitch channels, following YouTube, all that wonderful stuff. But before we get out, of course, you know, everybody, what y'all, Granddad, what you got going on your channel this week?
So, like I said, Thursday I'm going to be playing the new Control expansion, the AWE expansion, I think it's called Alan Wake. Expansion. So we do that, and then them fighting the herds on Friday. Monday might play some more 2K to show y'all where I'm at on my career, and we're probably gonna end up probably streaming some 2K sometime soon as well.
That's right.
In the park, and then the CPU Cup next Tuesday, and we had a rollover again, so the pot sits at 116. So you might want to get up in that thing so we can get that joint to over $200. Yeah, somebody wins some serious paper next week. So that's it.
What about you, Mean Mugga?
Tomorrow, that being Wednesday, I'm doing another Try Not to Laugh challenge. Last time I did this, only laughed twice in the 5 hours. So now I'm challenging my viewers to make me laugh more than twice in 4 hours. Friday, we're doing Apex Legends. And Saturday for Old School Saturday, I'm doing Ape Escape for the first time. So that's it.
What about you, Bloodbath?
Okay, Tyler, I see you.
What's going
big
on?
Money.
Special occasion.
Big Tyler money. For sharing the wealth. Look at her.
Okay.
Look at this. Okay.
All right.
Go ahead, boo. B, you asked me.
Yeah, hold it down. What's going on? Hold it down.
I got to do another episode of Hold It Down. I'm thinking we're going to do like our All Sue Surf episode because there's been debates out there. I don't know if you follow Everyday Struggle. Not Everyday Struggle. What's the shit called? Restore Order. Restore Order said, is Sue Surf really as big a deal as Battle Rap makes him seem to be? So we might have to do an all Sue Surf episode soon to really feel like, is Sue Surf really the OG of Battle Rap? Like, Sue Surf get a lot of respect. So we might have to double check and really give him a hard listen to see if he's really all that. But probably it's going to be an all Sue Surf episode.
Okay. Majestic, you plan on streaming anytime this week?
Yeah. Thursday, I'm going to do a whole Twitch Sings stream, which I have not done the entire one yet.
Oh, so wait.
Interesting. On Thursday.
Okay.
So we'll see how many show tunes we can get through because Eric thinks that's all I can sing. And then Saturday, I'm going to play Life is Strange, the prequel. So it's going to be interesting playing as a character that I really didn't like throughout the whole Life is Strange 1. And then I might try and see if I can pick up Paper Mario sometime this week, but I'm not sure yet.
All right. Well, hey, look, I know me and Tyler, we pretty much off the cuffs, you know, it's just like, hell, if you see us going live, damn it, we're live. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't swing through. You said what?
Yeah, if you see my name, please swing through.
Please swing through, you know what I'm saying? I mean, only thing I can probably guarantee for the most part as far as streaming is myself, Granddad, and Bloodbath, and hopefully two other people play some 2K with us at the park or in the rec. If y'all want to see me act wild playing basketball like Bloodbath and Granddad been witnessing, it's going down. It definitely goes down when I'm in my 2K basketball mode, because I love basketball. That's my sport. I mean, I play it in real life, but yeah, that's just my sport in general. So, yeah, I mean, Cuphead, if you see a Cuphead stream, you know, come in, fuck with your boy or whatever. I don't have a set.
Get ready for that speed run, BZ.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not doing no speed run. The hell with the speed run, you know. But yeah, that's gonna do it for this week. We'll see y'all at the start of episode 101. So as always, thank you guys, and we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.